We seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello, and welcome to our viewers all over the world to another edition of our program, Islamic Studies. This program is being broadcasted by Sahar Universal Network from the holy city of Qum, from the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm your regular host on this program, Ijaz Hussain. I'd just like to give a brief recap on the subject that we've been speaking about for a few sessions now, and it's about the educational system of Islam. And we really covered quite a number of aspects of this system. We really looked at the philosophical aspect. We've also looked at the epistemological and the cosmological and also the ethical aspects of the educational system in Islam. And what we've discovered from that discussion is that of the Quran itself, Islam itself, encourages the human being to explore the nature of his creation, to understand that the signs are there in the heavens as well as in his soul. And so the educational system really looks at a holistic understanding of the human being, because we've discussed, as I say, in several sessions, and this is famously quoted, that if you know thyself, you will know your Lord. So if we understand what we are as the creation, then we would understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we looked at the aspect of the tools that would be required. Can the human being acquire knowledge? And the conclusion was, yes, of course he can. And he has many sources to enable him from his senses, from his intellect, and from the sources of revelation, which is a very high level of acquisition of knowledge. And we were looking at the various tools needed to acquire knowledge. Also, we looked at the ethical basis of this educational system, which is the training, the practical action that you, as a result of having that knowledge. And we were looking at from the aspect that this is to be done in the best possible manner. We discussed the fact that there is a perfection in our action. This is what is needed. We shouldn't be careless about what we do, because if you acquire knowledge about a certain ritual, or you acquire knowledge about a certain truth that you discover, then it is important and imperative that a human being carries it out with the best possible intention, with the best possible efficiency, and in the best possible manner. So that was very important from what we gleaned from last time. So today we are going to move on to the aspect of the system of this education. How does this system actually work? What is it actually involved in the practical aspect of making such an educational system? And I'm going to discuss that with my expert in the studio after this short break. So please stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. Before I introduce my guest on the subject of the educational system of Islam, I'd like to remind you there is a website as well as an email subtitled on your screen. Please use it if you feel you want to make any contributions to the program. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to introduce my expert on this particular subject of the educational system of Islam, and I have the honor and pleasure once again of having Sayyid Salman Naqvi, Head of Department of Islamic Studies from Al Mustafa Open University. A very warm welcome to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being on the program, and thanks for your valuable time. Sir, we've, I think, covered about three sessions, really, on this aspect of educational of Islam. You have beautifully taken us step by step, in a very logical manner, the various aspects of this system that you're describing. But now we've got to the point of looking at the system itself. And I think you're going to begin by talking to us about the domains of this system, and hopefully its principles and the goals at the end of the day. What is this educational system in Islam trying to achieve? You've mentioned it in part, really, in the previous sessions, because of perfection, purification, getting nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, we have to look into how the system actually functions in order to achieve those targets. And really, I leave the discussion entirely to yourself without further ado.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes, we talked about the philosophical basis of the educational system in the previous sessions.
That's right.
Now we need to move on and discuss the system itself. Now the system itself, the practical aspects of the system.
System, yes.
Or we can call them the ideological aspects, the practical aspects
of that. Yes, the ideological, yes.
The mm-hmm. educational practice itself.
Mm-hmm.
For that again, we have certain goals that have to be achieved, the objectives that have to be achieved through that system. Mm-hmm. There are certain principles upon which those goals have to be achieved. And then there are the strategies and the approaches that have to be taken to achieve those goals based on those principles.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then there are the various domains in which those goals have to be achieved. So if we start off with the principles, of course, the principles are again entrenched in the understanding that we have developed in the philosophical aspect.
Sure.
The cosmological, the anthropological, the epistemological, mm-hmm. the ethical bases that we have discussed.
That's right, yes.
Now that we have understood something about that, we can based upon that determine the principles which have to be followed. For
sure.
example,
mm-hmm.
basically the basic first principle is the educational system has to be revolving around developing the sense of godliness. That the center of all our activities
is Allah Subhanahu
is Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the teacher, the instructor, the educator, and the one who is to be taught, everyone should be moving in that direction. All our thoughts and actions should be revolving around that understanding of
sure.
godliness.
Sure.
Secondly, the feeling of submission to Him should be developed.
That's right. Yes. Yes. The surrender, submission that we see. Is the whole meaning of being Muslim, isn't
exactly.
it? That we are those who submit and surrender ourselves to Allah's will, isn't it? To
exactly.
be honest, yes.
Mm. Then, we all should be moving towards the development we're not just confined, as we said in our understanding, the cosmological understanding, we said this world is not just limited and confined to this space and time, it is something beyond. There's a hereafter.
Mm.
We're looking towards that hereafter. All our educational system and training
has to be geared towards
that target. If we want to develop, we want to gain salvation, it is in that world. But that world has to be developed here. It has to be, the harvesting has to take place here. The seeds have to be sown here.
Absolutely.
The harvesting will be there.
Yes.
The results will be reaped there. The fruits shall be reaped there. Mm. But this is what our...
Well, this is beautifully quoting from Najl Balagha,
exactly.
because Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says exactly this, that take the provision that you need from this world in... for the hereafter, for the journey of the hereafter.
Exactly.
So this is the whole...
The Quran says,
yes.
وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ أَدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. If you want to, what you should aim for is the hereafter.
The hereafter, yes.
That is the world that has to be... But if how do you achieve that?
How do you achieve that?
You can't
yes.
forget what your partake here. Your portion in this world cannot be forgotten. Because through this, you are going to achieve that world.
Absolutely.
If you want to, Imam Ali says, if you want to live in this world, live as if you are going to live here forever.
Yes, that's true. That's a very nice...
And you'll be prepared to die that you're going to die tomorrow.
To die tomorrow.
I mean, without developing and perfecting this world, we cannot perfect the hereafter.
Exactly.
Then, in perfecting this world, we have to, when we want to educate people, we have to take care of the fact that all of them, we have a common fitra and nature. The innate nature of each and every human being is similar. But different peoples have different characteristics which vary also.
Mm.
So we have to take care of both. The innate nature, the fitra, which is common to all human beings, and then there are different characteristics which vary from one person to the other person.
Mm.
Hereditary traits are also important in that.
Sure.
So individual differences are there which have to be taken care of while developing that educational system.
Sure.
We have to take care of the fact that the human being has a love for knowledge, has a love for beauty, is attracted towards beauty, is attracted towards goodness,
mm.
is looking for perfection, is looking for, he's a social being.
Being, yes.
He cannot survive individually. And then he is a creative being.
He's also creative, yes.
Yes, God has been endowed him with creativity, the very creativity that God himself has. He is the creator of the whole universe, but a manifestation of that creativity is there, which has been endowed to us by his providence in our very existence.
Sure.
So the human being is creative. The educationist must take care of that. The educationist must take care of the dignity of man. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. The dignity of the human being has to be established. Then it has to be taken care of that the human being who is educated in this world, it should be in such a manner that he can live with others in a harmonious manner with mankind, with other religions, with other sects, with other even people who do not believe
in anything.
So that should be taken into consideration. Then we have to also take into consideration that the process of education should be gradual.
Yes.
It should be based on rationality. It should be based on wisdom.
Wisdom, yes. Rationality and wisdom, yes.
ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Call unto the way of your Lord by using wisdom and advising in a very beautiful manner.
Yes. Absolutely.
So this has to be taken. The human dignity has to be taken care of. Wisdom, it should be based on wisdom. It should be gradual. It should not be abrupt. It should be gradual. It should be continuous and perpetual.
Well, this is a very important point you raised there in terms of the education, because we are not talking about the system in terms of just, you know, looking at the nurturing of, you know, our children, our infants, but we're also talking about a transformation in adults, you know, perhaps, you know, people who, you know, are not aware of many of these aspects. So for example, what I'm trying to say here very quickly is that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, came in a society in the 7th century where people were simply ignorant. We call it Jahiliya. These were a people who lived in a very barbarous way, a very cruel way. And how the Holy Prophet manages to take, I mean, it's a difficult job even for an educationalist to deal with, you know, with certain people who have absolutely no knowledge about anything. To train them and to make them into moral human beings is no small task.
Exactly.
I mean, any educationalist will tell you that. But for the Holy Prophet to perform this particular miracle, and I say that in inverted commas, but it is a miracle in the sense that how he transformed those people from such a cruel and backward and primitive way of existence to make them into civilized human beings is no ordinary task. This is the kind of goal we are talking about.
Exactly.
Here,
He himself, Allah Almighty, says, "Qul Rabbi zidni ilma." He himself is supposed to excel himself in knowledge.
Yes.
He is continuously supposed to excel himself.
Yes.
If the Prophet is duty bound to go on to continuously increase his knowledge,
yes,
then we as his followers have to do so throughout our lives. As we said in the first few sessions, that اطلب العلم من المهدي إلى اللحد.
Exactly.
And education doesn't start just from the cradle. It starts before, as we said, even before the human child
is born.
Born.
Yes.
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 So therefore, we have to take care of these things. We have to take care of the educationists should take care of the fact that both the apparent and the internal both have to be developed in harmony.
In harmony. Yes.
So the apparent features and the inner features, they go hand in hand. We have to develop a sense of responsibility. We have to develop a sense of trying to compete with each other in carrying out good deeds.
Exactly.
We have to take care of how we can manage the surroundings and the environment which will be conducive in carrying out the education that we want. I mean,
That
is very important.
Yes.
You cannot expect to go, when you come to the mosque, you pray to God, and when you go out into society, there are things which are taking your attention away from God.
Exactly.
So the environment has to be created, the society has to be changed. If education has to take place effectively and efficiently, we have to manage all these things in an education.
Well, I mean, this is a thing that you know really Professor, really, I mean, in the West, particularly Muslims have this very fundamental problem.
That is a problem.
That is a fundamental problem because, of course, it's not about just really the acquisition of knowledge, but it's as you say, it's this ethical training that has to come along with it. And if you've only got one aspect of it, which is what we're talking about. This is a very comprehensive system. You know, everything must reflect exactly the values that you're picking up from the mosque, and then you're exercising that in society. And of course, as you say, if society is non-Islamic or, you know, or is an environment in which, as you say, it leads you towards sin, then you know, you've got a big dilemma there.
I mean, the education has to be, whether it starts from the family or it's in the school or in the mosque, the person who is being educated, he should be vaccinated against those.
I like that immunity.
Immunity has to be created.
Right. Just to hold on to that point of immunity, Professor, but we'll be back right after this short break. Please stay with us, viewers. Thanks. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. You're watching Islamic Studies. I'm your host, Ijaz Hussain, and we're with our expert, Professor Sayyid Salman Naqvi. Sir, before the break, you were talking about the immunity of in this educational system because of the fact that we need to be immune from sins.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the whole point of this whole educational system, because how are we going to reach the holy, the sacrosanct, if we don't purify ourselves? I mean, this is the whole concentration of the revelation from the scripture of the Holy Quran, particularly, that it is about us purifying ourselves so that we can achieve this perfection. And as you quite rightly point out, sir, many Muslims face awful problems because they're getting one aspect of that educational system in terms of their worldly benefit. But of course, in the hereafter, it's a complete loss if they are not able to reflect that those values that are so essential in the makeup, as you say, of a Muslim being submissive, I beg your pardon, and to surrender himself to Allah.
So yes, the immunity, as we were just mentioning, it has to be created from within.
From within,
within.
Yes.
I mean, the person should feel that he has someone who is looking upon him all the time.
That's
the
right.
Feeling of being in the presence of God all the time.
Mm.
So if it's not just the five-time prayers that we have, there we practice that being in the presence of God. But that should encompass the whole of our day. As, for example, when we go for fast in the holy month of Ramadan, that should immunize us for the whole year.
That's right.
The five times presence in the front of God should immunize us for the whole day, that we feel that we are in the presence of God all the time and God is looking upon us, so that we should not do anything that will shame us in front of Him.
Exactly.
Therefore, that immunity has to be created from within. Of course, stimulants that cause people to be bombarded with germs, they have to be removed also. The society, the government, of course. Therefore, the Islamic State is especially responsible for this.
Mm.
That not only that immunity is created from within, but the whole surroundings and the environment is also immunized.
Well, I mean, now you've touched on a thing that I briefly want to mention in a few seconds, and I'll let you carry on with your discussion, is that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi, may God bless his great soul, mentioned that he said that when people entered the borders of the Islamic Republic, they should feel that this environment is Islamic. It is something to do with the presence of God in this country. I mean, I think that says it in a nutshell, exactly what we're looking for here.
Exactly. That is what that is an ideal state that hopefully, inshallah, we shall
will
achieve.
It will come about someday,
inshallah,
of course.
We are moving in that direction.
Of course.
And the lofty ideals that Imam Khomeini put before us, I hope we shall move towards them, inshallah.
Yes, absolutely.
So, immunity has to be there. And the most important thing is the feeling of love and love for each other.
Ah.
Ruhama'u bainahum. محمد الرسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. I mean, that is the essence, that is the principle. This feeling of love for each other, attraction to each other. People of the book, people of the Quran, they have to come together as if they are as one. إنما المؤمنون إخوة.
What a beautiful.
So this is the essence of our
ideal.
The educational system is based.
This is something that, you know, in some previous programs, I remember in our discussions at that time, one actually Christian priest was saying the same thing, that we should all be encouraging ourselves and endeavoring ourselves to be near to each other, like good neighbors, and competing with each other to do good things.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the whole point, this whole training towards virtue. And that gives us the essence of what we are as human beings, because of course at this moment in time, man's inhumanity to man has reached barbarous levels in, even in the 21st century. We talk about being civilized in inverted commas, but where is it? You know, this
yes.
is the question.
Unfortunately, I mean, whoever has might has right.
Might is right.
Might
yes.
is right. I mean, you can send a drone on a people will die. Also, sorry, it's collateral damage.
Collateral damage. Yes.
I mean, but someone else does it, that's terrorism.
it's pretty sick in terms of the debate that we have about these things
exactly.
now. Yes.
So these are the various principles which are rooted in the understanding which we developed in the philosophical aspects.
Sure.
These are the principles. Now, based on these principles, we have to achieve certain goals.
Yes.
Basically, there are certain goals which are there for all various domains of our existence, of our the human being.
Sure.
For example, the goal is that we have to achieve the ma'rifah of Allah.
That's right.
Knowledge
of Allah.
Knowledge and faith in Allah.
Faith in Allah, of course, yes.
Ma'rifah and iman.
Iman, yes.
And then we have to achieve a level of taqwa.
That's right.
And then we have to, and thereby we achieve freedom.
Yes, and when we say about taqwa, we're talking about the avoiding the greater sins, isn't it? Yes.
I mean, taqwa in the yes, in the strict sense, yes, avoiding anything which is sinful, doing major, even the minor sins, they should not be repeated.
They should not be repeated. Yes.
But basically, taqwa is doing anything which pleases God, and having that feeling of maintaining our humanity.
Yes.
Humanity is the taqwa is preserving, protecting what? Our very humanity.
Humanity.
That godly nature.
Yes. Yes.
So when we have the ma'rifah of God, when we have the faith in God, now we are all towards protecting ourselves from falling down to the lowly levels of animals.
Exactly.
And reaching out towards becoming angels.
Angels.
So therefore that taqwa is that essence, is that to preserve our very self dignity and humanity that has been imbibed and with the godly spirit.
And this is what you're meaning by the system itself, that the system
must achieve
this innate perfection
exactly.
that we have. Yes.
And then of course the true sense of freedom is acquired. Freedom from the clutches of these lusts and desires which keep us
yes,
down.
Yes, what we call our nafs. Yes,
exactly.
right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So these are the goals in general. But then we have different domains. For each every domain, we have different goals which are gearing towards these general goals. We have about many domains, 11 to 12 domains, which have to be covered in the educational system.
Right.
When we three of the domains is based on the fact that when we look at the human being, we see he has the cognitive faculty,
mm-hmm.
he thinks, he has the affective faculty, he feels, and then he has the physical active faculty, he does things.
Yes, because this is an important thing that you're mentioning, that, you know, the physical well-being, you know, the physical health, to know what is good for our body in order to reflect that mental health as well. And of course, that also has an effect on your spirit. This is all hand in hand.
All of them have to be developed.
This is why these aspects of the Sharia needs to be explained to our viewers, that, you know, why we talk about what is permissible, impermissible, what is right, what is wrong, because all of these things have an effect.
Exactly.
If we don't pay attention to these things, we're going to find that we will revert back to that animal state rather than protecting our godlike nature?
I mean, we have to be fit, healthy physically. If we are physically, I mean, Imam Khomeini stressed and emphasized a great deal on carrying out exercises.
Yes.
Physical well-being
physical
is necessary.
Well-being. Mm.
Physical well-being, we have to train our children, our grown-up people even. Imam Khamenei says, if it is a recommended act for the youth to carry out exercises, it is an obligatory action for older people.
That's
to
right.
Do
we're not allowed to be couch potatoes, are
exactly.
we?
Exactly. So the physical, yeah. mental faculties have to be strengthened.
Exactly.
Reasoning has to be, I mean, we should achieve a level where we say, where God says, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. When you say something, be talk of something which is founded on strong grounds.
Exactly.
It is deeply rooted in rationality.
It deeply rooted in rationality.
So your rationality, the thinking faculty has to be developed, strengthened, the mental, the spiritual, the nafs has to be, you know, the thinking, the feelings have to be managed. It's not just the IQ, the EQ, the emotional quotient has to be balanced. And the physical. So these are three domains.
Mm. This is a kind of bliss that you're talking about in the last few minutes now. The bliss that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam talks about in many hadiths and in from Najib al-Balagha, the self-satisfaction, the self-contentment of the heart. Because if your tarbiyat, if your training, your ilm has been acquired and practiced the way, as we said, with the efficiency, with the intention, with the utmost attention, then we would find that this is what we are becoming. We become very balanced on the inside. We feel satisfied. We don't feel the need that, oh, I need to acquire this from this dunya or this or that.
It's a state of equilibrium and moderation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Then we have the three domains regarding the belief system.
Mm.
The belief system has to be developed, our beliefs, developing a proper worldview.
Yes, proper worldview.
The proper ethical and moral principles in our behavior.
Sure.
And the legal aspects, the fiqhi aspects, the training and education has to take place in these three domains also.
Mm-hmm.
Beliefs have to be developed properly, based on reality, ethics and morals based on that feeling of virtuousness that we have, and the actions should be according to the ahkam and the laws of Allah Almighty. So these are three other domains.
Sure.
Then we come to the domains of the human being in relationship with others. With God Himself, the domain of worship,
sure.
and being and worshiping Allah Almighty.
Sure.
There's a system for that has to be developed through our prayers, through our du'as, and through our.
Basically, I mean, what you're saying there is also creating this relationship with. This is why this love of, as we say from the school of Ahlul Bayt, this love of the Holy Prophet and his family is because of this. That this, as long as we bond with this relationship through this training, we will acquire those important virtues that take us to that
level. There's this domain of worshipping Allah Almighty, that spiritual domain, that a part of our life should be engaged in that. Then a part of our life should be engaged with our family.
Yes.
And how to develop that relationship with the family.
And with our work, of course, as well.
And then with our work, with our colleagues.
Mm.
Then with our society at large, the political system, the governance system at large. The environment, how we manage ourselves with the environment and live.
With nature.
With
the
nature. Today, the human beings are destroying the ozone layer.
Mm.
We are not taking care of the habitat in which we are living, the ecosystem.
The ecosystem's being very badly damaged.
So the educational system of Islam should train us and trains us to take care of all these things.
Sure.
Islam lays a great deal of stress upon planting trees.
Sure.
So I'm taking care of animals, taking care of plants. Everything is important.
Thank you very much, Professor. Honestly, I know there's a lot to say, but unfortunately, because of time, we can't say everything. But thanks a lot anyway for your valuable contribution in the program. Really, I've enjoyed the discussion a great deal. And of course, I hope the viewers have also benefited from this discussion. Really, it is a very comprehensive system. And hopefully, we'll discuss it again, perhaps in another session. But thank you very much, viewers, for watching today. It just leaves me to say, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Thank you for watching and goodbye. Thank you.